It's a very welcome development, which has been welcomed by all people across all sectors, across all political divides, across all social divides, across all economic divides in our country, including, you know, people from outside as well who normally do business with Zimbabwe and looking forward to doing business in Zimbabwe. So it's a very positive development, which gives hope and inspires confidence that things will change at the RBZ, and that we'll get appropriate policies that stimulate economic activities beginning to take place within our country.
Can he bring in the much-needed change in the ailing economy?
That is the challenge that he has got, but it is not a challenge that he has as an individual. Transforming and changing the economy is not an individual's job. It is all of us. We are in it together. But however, they are leaders, and he occupies a very critical and important place within the economy, in the sense that the RBZ is the one that drives the monetary issues within our economy and ensuring that there is sufficient supply of money, and that also there is good regulation of money within the economy, as well as the supervision of the financial sector within the economy. He is a very experienced, well-knowledgeable individual with both local, regional, and international experience. He is also somebody who is very firm and forthright, and we hope and trust that if he maintains the same stance that he has shown as he has been working through all these years, definitely that gives confidence that he will certainly make a positive mark towards the turnaround within the economy.
What about the foreign investors? Can we see him charming them?
There are any investors who are not coming in because of the leadership in that particular area of monetary policy, then suddenly, right, okay, this should be able to instill confidence in them. However, what is important is that investors don't just look at the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. They also look at the political issues. They look at the policies that government puts in place.